You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Another Anathema track, taken from their protagonist's first chapter, A Fine Day to Exit, released back in 2001. Underworld, that is one way in making a worldly exit, taking it as far as possible by going into another one entirely. Currently, the Liverpool alt-prog rock band consists of a core sextet, main leading multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriting brothers Vincent and Danny Kavanagh, secondary songwriter and drummer keyboardist John Douglas, lead female vocalist Lee Douglas, bassist Jamie Kavanagh, and drummer Daniel Cardozo. Ananthema is a family affair indeed, three Kavanagh brothers and two Douglas siblings. However, Vincent and Danny Kavanagh with John Douglas were the core members when they composed A Fine Day to Exit over 16 years ago. By the sound of it, Ananthema may seem like an old band, who actually formed in 1990 under a different name and genre, Pagan Angel, playing death, doom, heavy metal. However, Quebec City's rock and opposition band, Mariador, formed back in 1980 and has just released a new studio album this year. It is called Signal 9 on Cuneiform Records. Another prog magazine discovery, I heard Mariador off Prog's compilation CD from this past June's issue. The song Prog chose from Mariador's new album, Signal 9, is called Venin, of which we will hear now. We'll be right back. That was the fourth track from Sick Boss's self-titled debut album from Drip Audio, Bugya, Part 1. This song came as a total roundabout surprise to me. Based on the first three tracks of the album, I was expecting more string wind instrumentation in jazzy avant-garde instrumental pieces. But instead, we are dominated by this electronic effect-injected wall-of-sound workout with a female vocalist, Deborah Jean Krellman. Sick Boss is truly eclectic with their instrumental textures and timbres. I have listened through The Optimist, but it was pointed out to me directly by Prog Magazine's recent review of Ananthema's new album, that this album amalgamates Ananthema's two distinct musical styles that were clearly separate on their Distant Satellites album. Melancholic, melodic progressive rock, and energetic, rejuvenating electronica. Ananthema have combined prog and electronica effortlessly in The Optimist. This can be heard in endless ways, in which Lee Douglas takes her turn with providing lead vocals. The guitar's timbre and finger pattern in this Ananthema song reminded me of a Canadian band that have also worked with melding rock and electronic music together, Fonts, from Edmonton, Alberta. After Endless Ways, we will hear Fonts with M4 Part 2. From their M4 extended play released back in 2006, which is the very first song I heard by them, which was featured in the end credits to the first Mass Effect video game.
Stay with me. The dream I created, the dream I created.
Thank you.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
Thank you.
the title track to the first Ananthema album that I ever listened to, Distant Satellites, released on K-Scope in 2014. Next in our observation set is the Canadian-Swedish combo group Thus Owls with Asleep in the Water from their 2015 album Black Matter.
The root of it all grows under it, twists around in warm soil, pushes. Asleep in the waters, the mouth is awaiting the vows. The flesh heats up once more.
I
Ananthema is given the last two slots in today's Spotlight Gaze feature of this talented, creative, and emotionally enlightening band from across the Atlantic, off their newly released studio album, The Optimist, on K-Scope. The previous song was called Ghosts, another Lee Douglas vocal-led work. To end SMK, we have the energized, uplifting, Vincent Kavanagh-led song, Can't Let Go. If you good sentries are going to see Ananthema tonight in Toronto at the Opera House, I hope to see you there, and to enjoy yourselves with their provision of proggy goodness. Let me know how you felt about the concert through SMK's social media outlets. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. Until next, we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond.
Oh, disturbing conclusion.
Americans are here their newest bid for a gold record. How about taking a few minutes to relax?